This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Back here on the morning shift in our 8 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. If you are listening to us wherever you are, you always have the Odyssey app. So you can give us a call right now, 404-726-0929, because it is time for the wake-up call.
I used to be in charge of the music in a high school weight room, and this song was one of the most requested every single day.
It's so accurate.
And it, I don't even know what she's even talking about in the song. I don't know
why
exactly or not.
Why are men great until they have to be great? Just think about it.
I don't understand.
But the thought of men, it's great. But then when they have to step up and rise to the occasion for whatever that
so
is.
So the greatness before you needed
greatness.
Something wasn't good enough? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. That's... like the thought of men, men in general are great. Men are great. I love men. But... when
they have a cut of saying men are trash, too.
But exactly, and that is the point of the song. That is the point of the song.
I didn't know that Steve Kerr was 6'3".
You didn't know that? What did you think he was?
Well, like
thought he was 5'8".
Yeah, he's like
5'8 and a half.
I always thought he was like the Spud Webb of the Bulls that he could shoot.
No.
Have you seen the video of Spud Webb meeting Victor Wembanyama?
Yeah, it's
that's so good. Like his neck is legitimately looking at the ceiling.
It's kind of like that time that Aaron Judge was standing on second base and Jose Altuve
yes,
was standing next
yes.
to him. And it's like,
yeah.
That also reminds me of the time, by the way,
ding,
when we were talking about the Tony Gonzalez conversation back in 2013. You know who the tight end was on that team? It was Levine Tololo.
Oh, good call.
And Chase Kaufman. It's like that time we got off.
Chase was a dog.
How many years was Tololo here?
We got probably about four.
Yeah, I think he made his rookie deal.
We got off the bus one time at a game, and we're walking in, and you know how like sometimes a TV they'll have the camera guy walking backwards. You know, like I'm moving away from the microphone, but like walking backwards, like getting the shot of you guys walking in. I was like, why is the camera on us?
Yeah.
And then I look to my left, like out of the corner of my eye, and it's like Levine. And I was like, oh. Come on, man.
So it's like Spud Webb and Victor Wembanyama. Like, I mean, it was essentially what was going on, is what you're trying to say.
Well, yeah, but I'm also Spud Webb size, and I guess Levine is not 7'2".
Yeah.
Or 7'4", whatever Wembanyama is.
He's a lanky,
he's
tall dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude. I was like, man, come on. Like, why is everything going to try to make me look bad? Like, this is the worst.
Well, I don't know if it's
why can't
just,
I be walking
I
next
tried.
To Matt Bryant?
I don't know if it's try. Some of the just.
Like, why can't me and Matt Bryant be walking in together?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know?
Matt Bosher.
Yeah, Matt Bosher's, I think, 6'1", but he's still.
Josh Harris.
It's a respectable difference in height, is what you're saying.
I will say, Chase Kaufman. Yeah. I had forgot about
Doesn't
Chase Kaufman
tiny.
For a minute. Chase Kaufman, when he was in college at Mizzou, was an absolute Jesse of a tight end.
Okay, who was the best athlete? That no one would that like I know probably the best athlete you ever played with is Julio Jones because I think he's one of the best athletes
yes.
all around.
Yes,
but the best athlete you ever played with but wasn't like a star player.
Yeah, I got well. First of all, the second best athlete I ever played with was Brent Grimes. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Like I remember during the lockout, he would run towards a flight of stairs and jump up to the ninth step. Like just bound up to the ninth step. It was crazy. But a sleeper pick.
What was his standing high jump?
I don't know. Sleeper pick, Terrence Cody. I watched Terrence Cody at about 350 pounds dunk a basketball, and it's still one of the most insane things
really?
That I ever witnessed. I like windmill dunk, not like barely get it over. I'm talking about like tomahawk dunk at like 350 in combine training.
Wasn't he only 6'2"?
Yeah, 6'2", 6'3", yeah.
Well, I mean, what my point was, it's not like he was 6'6", like 350 pounds. He was 6'2". He's a big dude.
He was
but,
a massive person.
You know, that 3 or 4 inches gets you closer to the goal.
To watch a guy that weighs 350 with a belly like that get up and knock down like a hammer dunk was one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
That's incredible. We used to have I cannot remember this guy's name, but he transferred to our high school. And he was in the same grade, and he was a really good athlete, but he never played sports at our school because like he was only there for a short time. And
I thought you were gonna say not eligible.
He used to do he would be wearing a book bag with books in it, and he would just dunk.
It's crazy.
And I was like,
nuts.
And you imagine me, you know, I'm like, man, I can touch the net.
Yeah, I was going to say, here I am at 310, and I'm going, and I'm taller, and I'm, you know, and I'm 310, and I'm sitting there going, let me see if I can grab that rim.
Yeah, like yeah, get the rim. Just
throwing one down like he's, you know, LeBron or something. Like, and I'm like, Jesus.
You can also tweet at us on X if you like to do that, too. We had Major Wingate. I don't know if you remember that name. They went to North Gwinnett basketball.
Yeah, that sounds really familiar.
Back to and then he went on to play at Tennessee for a little bit. But, yeah, that was... Like our tallest guy on the basketball team, I think back then.
Yeah, I just think it's cool because everybody's got like an athlete, high school, college. You know, if you made it to the pros, that you played with, that was a phenomenal athlete. And it's not like I know when you everybody can say if you ask like you know Algie Crumpler is obviously hashtag Squid Nation. He's one of my favorite people I've ever been around. And
good dude.
And you know, I could say, hey, who's the best athlete you've ever played with? And the only answer is Mike Vick. I mean, Mike Vick, to me, I think Michael Vick is one of the three greatest athletes to ever play in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think that's how athletic to me, that's how gifted that guy was. But that's an easy answer. I want to know the guy that didn't, you know, that wasn't a huge name. That
because insane.
I think when you bring up Chase Kaufman, that's it hit me because Chase Kaufman, you say, oh, he's a beast. But you would never think that. The average person out there would never think Chase Kaufman was just ridiculous.
Yeah. And again, we had this conversation last week with Steak and Rusty about like pro days and things like that. Some of those guys, I had a friend from back home named Brandon Condren. I went to Troy. You need to look up Brandon Condren's pro day numbers. It's insane. Like he was a safety, I think, at Troy. He would have led like every combine category or something had he gone to the combine. It's nuts, man. There's guys like that all over the place that are just athletically insane when it comes to some of the things they're able to do. You know, that you don't expect.
Major Wingate played at Tennessee in college, like you said, Tiff. He played overseas for quite a while as well. So. To answer that, he was from Florence, South Carolina. So that's
I remember when you got through school. It was a big deal back
interesting.
Then. Hey, let's go to the lines. We got Big Money waiting on us. Good morning, Big Money.
Money.
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm a first time caller into the morning shift, and I would like to declare my loyalty to Mike's Mafia.
Let's go. It's about to. Welcome, sir. Welcome. Appreciate you. Happy to have you.
I want to go ahead and give a wake up call ahead of the draft to Tyrann Fontenot because I know we're about to go in here and draft a wide receiver in the first round.
Don't do it. Don't put it out there.
I just had to do it, y'all. I'm just prepared to have my feelings hurt.
Hey, Big Money, what do you want him? What do you want him to draft? What do you want? What position?
I'm either good with the linebacker from Alabama or somebody who can not just affect the passer and get them off the spot, but somebody who can get the ball back for the offense on fourth down. That's all I want. I don't care what position it comes from, or you get the best playmaking safety that can go out there and compliment Jesse Bates. I mean, we have so many needs. So you can't just really put all your eggs in one basket and think that we draft a pass rusher, we're automatically getting Von Miller for the next 10 years. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You know, we have too many needs to fill. So, I mean, what do you think? Like, I mean, I've heard you all over the past couple of weeks. You know, we have so many needs on this team, and I just want to have a pass rush, man. That we can just get. I just want to have a pass rush.
Yeah.
We're so bad.
Great call.
And we had those spurts. when we were good last year, but we need consistency. I mean, am I tripping, guys?
No, you're not. It's like
phenomenal
I said.
Phenomenal call, though. It's best call we've had in months.
It's what that's because the first call from Mike's mom we've had in months.
I would
tell you, Big Money, appreciate you calling for the first time. I hate where that you made the wrong choice with your allegiance, but it's what I said. It's something I said earlier. We're the Cleveland Browns of edge rushers. They have not had a quarterback. Literally, they had Baker, but they didn't know how to. They just screwed that up. But they've got all these quarterbacks that are supposed to be the guy, and none of them have panned out. We've had all these guys that we thought were going to be the edge rusher since the Predator, one of my favorite Falcons of all time, John Abraham, left, and none of them have panned out. None of them have worked.
Are you confident that we're not that team when it comes to just defensive line, period? Are you confident? I know Grady Jarrett was a fifth rounder, but that's been 10 years ago.
No, I'm not. I think we are that team when it was defensive.
You said
line.
Edge rusher. I'm just making sure because
edge rusher is what everyone focuses on,
right?
Just like
for very obvious reasons, just like they do with Cleveland. It's one of the reasons I look at it. Everything he just said is one of the reasons I've started leaning towards Walter Nolan. I'm not in love with any of the edge prospects. I think they all have good careers, but there's conversations about every single one of them that you're like, like Mike Green. Great edge rusher. Did disappear against some of the better competition. Shamar Stewart, there's questions about his output. Like every single one of them, though, it's like you have a question about. To me, Walter Nolan, from top to bottom, I'm looking at going, he can affect all three downs. You need help in run and pass. I know that everybody focuses on pass, but if you can't get him in third and long, it ain't going to matter if you can get home rushing the
passer. Is it fair to say that Walter Nolan, the way you perceive him right now, is the Abdul Carter in this draft? Abdul Carter is the head and shoulders best defensive edge rusher out there in this draft. I'm not sure who the best defensive interior lineman is behind Walter Nolan.
Well, I think a lot of people, the Michigan kid.
Mason Graham.
Mason Graham.
Yeah, that would probably be it.
A lot of people view him. There's also the Oregon guy.
I'm not either. The Oregon.
I got to dig into him a little bit further.
Well, but. You know what? I'm going to. The jury is out for me before I'll ever draft into the Oregon interior or defensive lineman right now because the jury is out on the defensive lineman from Oregon.
I will say, for some reason or another, for better or worse, I tend to lean more towards like 5-star recruits. Because of what I perceive their natural ability to be, inside or outside of a scheme, inside or outside of their setting, their worth ethic, their coaching, whatever it is. Sometimes when you look at a guy like Walter Nolan, who's been at two top flight programs and was a top flight recruit, I'm like, hey, I'll take that guy. Because I think that there's just more a higher likelihood that they fit whatever you want to do with them.
I like the when Aaron Donald hit him up at the combine. I don't know if you guys saw this. He's doing his sideline report after his workout. And the reporter had a message from Aaron Donald, and Aaron Donald talked to him at that point. I thought it was really cool.
Give him a message. Check that out.
Because Walter Nolan says he's the Aaron Donald of this draft. If he is,
I will fight everyone
on the street for him. Let's go.
Okay. Well, when we come back here on the morning shift, we've got NFL insider from The Athletic, Jeff Howe, joining us here. Stay with us as we dive into the NFL next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.